It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We're following news this morning on Democratic Senator Tim Johnson. The South Dakota lawmaker underwent brain surgery last night at a Washington, D.C. hospital. He was rushed to the hospital from his Capitol Hill office yesterday for what his aides initially described as symptoms of a stroke. Tim Johnson's condition has raised questions about control of the Senate, where Democrats are expected to take power in a few weeks with a one-seat majority. NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellner joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Bring us up to date, if you would, on Senator Johnson's condition.
Well, Dr. John Isold, who's the U.S. Capitol's top physician, issued a statement this morning saying that Johnson underwent brain surgery last night, and he was suffering from what Isold called an intercerebral bleed, or blood on the brain, and that it was caused by a congenital condition that's called arteriovenous malformation. That's when veins and arteries grow unusually large, and apparently that's what caused the brain hemorrhage. Johnson's still in critical condition, but Dr. Isold says the operation to evacuate blood from his brain was successful. He said it's too early to know whether he's going to need further surgery and also to assess any long-term prognosis for Johnson. But Johnson's family, in a statement, said that they're encouraged and optimistic. Right now, it looks like the operation has worked, and what we don't know really is what condition Senator Johnson will be in when the new Congress begins in January.
David, take us back to yesterday afternoon. What happened?
Well, Senator Johnson was on a conference call here at the Capitol with reporters, and at one point during the call, he had difficulty speaking and sort of stuttering, and quickly ended the call after that. And he then walked from the Capitol back to his office in an adjacent Capitol Hill office building. And by the time he got to the office, he was feeling very bad, and aides say he collapsed there. And Dr. Isold, the attending physician, was summoned. He called an ambulance, and Johnson was sent to George Washington University Hospital. That's, of course, the same hospital where President Reagan was taken after being shot, and where Vice President Cheney goes for his heart issues. And he was hospitalized there throughout the day. Democratic leader Harry Reid went to see him. Of course, there was great concern about what Johnson's condition would be. And as you said, there was initially the belief that it had been a stroke, but as it turns out, it was a problem of blood on the brain.
Well, let's move forward now. The one thing we definitely don't know is what condition the senator will be in with the new Congress. What could or does, if we know that, his illness mean for the Senate?
Well, if he is unable to assume his job in January, he has 2 years left in his term. And if he's incapacitated, South Dakota law says that the governor will name a replacement for him. Now, the Republican governor of South Dakota would be very likely to name a Republican to replace Johnson. And that would change the numbers pretty dramatically in the Senate. Right now, the Democrats have 51 members in their caucus, 49 Republicans. By naming a Republican, that would make it a 50-50 Senate with Vice President Cheney the tiebreaker. That's exactly the situation that the Congress was in when President Bush took office in January of 2001. It remained that way until Senator Jim Jeffords, a Republican Vermont, decided to become an independent. And with that action, he threw the control to Democrats for the next year and a half. So, you know, when it's on that razor's edge, that's when things are really susceptible to any kind of change that comes up.
Well, just briefly, when you speak about incapacitated, I imagine there's a wide definition there of incapacitation. Is there a precedent for members of Congress serving during a severe or prolonged illness?
Yes, many members have been away from the Senate for months, recovering from illnesses, and they've held on to their seats. And it's not clear exactly what would amount to incapacitation in Johnson's case.
David, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR's David Wellner speaking about the illness of Democratic Senator Tim Johnson.